This podcast is brought to you by 8848, a UK-based agency that delivers a vibrant mix of marketing, PR and creative communications.
Hello and welcome to Plug with me, Stuart Glover. We are talking today to Naomi Nunn, interior designer at Soap.com, and we have a special guest, Todd Bullions, communications manager. Both will be talking about an exciting new venture. Soap.com will be exclusively exhibiting three stylish bathrooms at the Ideal Home Show this March. Naomi and Todd are going to tell me a little bit more about their involvement and share the excitement of Soap.com's debut show appearance. So we're just going to talk through the Ideal Home Show and kind of how you guys got involved. So Todd, if you'd just like to start kind of how you got involved from a marketing and business perspective.
Yeah, sure. So the Ideal Home Show kind of presented itself as an opportunity to Soap.com. And we thought it'd be a great opportunity to get the brand out there, see our customers face to face, and really exhibit ourselves to the wider public. Being an online bathroom retailer, it's hard for customers to really get a sense of the product and the brand. So we thought having a physical presence there would be a great opportunity for that. Customers can come and see and feel our products, get to know a bit more about us. And from our point of view, it's a really good platform to elevate ourselves amongst other really credible brands that are going to be on exhibition there as well. So it's just a really good opportunity for the brand to exhibit itself out there, grow brand awareness, but also enable our customers and potential customers to come and see our brand physically in person rather than through a screen. Seeing those products up close and personal really gives you that quality where sometimes it's hard to tell on the website. So that's something we will hopefully really benefit from as a business.
Absolutely. And as you say, you're in the show home.
Yeah, so as part of our participation at the event, we've got three bathrooms in the show home. So that'd be really nice to show the different styles and trends, which I'm sure Naomi's can touch on.
Sure, they're all looking amazing. So Naomi, do you want to just kind of talk through the three styles that Todd's touched on there?
Yeah, so the three bathrooms, we've got the annex, we've got the master bedroom ensuite, and then the family bathroom. So the annex is quite an industrial look, quite dark, but also has a nod towards like traditional styles. So it's got quite aged, traditional looking tiles, so they're almost worn looking. And then it's quite a compact space as well, so you're going to see some different use of products. So not a complete bathroom look, but more of a wet room. We're showing off one of our first black basin, which is really exciting. It's quite a traditional shape, but it's quite a nice matte black finish, which gives it a really contemporary style.
Nice.
And we've also got a high-level cistern toilet, which just gives that a really kind of industrial look, showing off some of the kind of pipe work, kind of feeding into that look.
Yeah.
And then the whole kind of look together definitely gives it that kind of contemporary but industrial feel. The next room was the master bedroom ensuite, and this is completely different. It's not dark or anything, it's brightly coloured. It's got a bright peach walls and white tiles with colourful grout. I'd like to call it like creatively colourful, but it's also quite modern, using like graphic colour blocking and graphic style grid work and outlines. And we're showing off our Shoji shower screen in there, so it's like a crystal style door in that space as well, and that kind of emphasizes the grid work in that style, really kind of showing off like how you can make the most of a small space using colors and those bold lines.
Yeah.
But also we're showing off a wall hung sink unit and toilet that helps to make the space appear a bit more bigger and feel a bit more comfortable to use. And then the final one is the master bathroom, which is the family bathroom, so that's where we've got a nice big roll top grey bath. And so it's quite a modern colour for a bath, but it's a slightly more traditional looking bath, but again that gives it that contemporary edge. It's quite a dark and sophisticated room with touches of chrome and a bit of kind of almost glamorous feel to it, but again it's quite a mix of traditional style products with contemporary colours to give it that really modern feel, but it's quite a dark space as well.
So it's a nice variety of what you offer at Soap.com, and
yeah,
I think that's
definitely
kind of what Soap stands for, isn't it? That you can get any bathroom kind of on any budget, and they kind of often offer so many different styles that it's not just you can go traditional, you can go modern, you can mix the two, and I think that contrast really comes across in the room sets. Do you have a particular favourite that you would choose if you were to
My favourite is definitely the master bed bedroom en suite, which is the kind of colourful, creative pots kind of thing. I just love the bold, different coloured grouts and stuff like that. I think that's just really creative and really different. And it's something that I think we're going to start seeing more and more as people start experimenting with colour in the bathroom. It might be that you've got a fairly basic white tile at home already and you don't want to change that, but you might want to mix up your grout and have a slightly different grout, and that can dramatically change your bathroom at home.
Yeah, I really like the annex. I love the industrial look. Yeah. And the black taps and the shoji enclosure, a big fan of that kind of style. I think the good thing about having the three different room sets, you'll be able to see what you can do in your home in different spaces and just get that kind of little bit of inspiration. And even if it's just one thing, such as I didn't even know you could get black taps, just little things like that can help customers on their way by just going to the show home and viewing the bathrooms.
And I suppose if you've got more than one bathroom in your house as well, it might give you ideas of how you can do both of that separately.
You can do some really different looks as well. You can do some different looks with the same product. So another thing that we're working on at the moment is we're creating some room sets using that shoji screen, the crystal screen, in three completely different looks. So we'll have like the minimal one, which is fairly safe, but then we're going to go for a maximalist look, which is all colours and patterns and singing and dancing, but then also an industrial look as well. Mm. So people can really see how actually any product can have multiple uses in their own home. So going to the show will definitely highlight some of that kind of ideas to people as well. Yeah. Give people loads of ideas for their own home.
Yeah, I think with the dreaded B word, Brexit, on the horizon as well, I think it could be a perfect time. People aren't really going to be looking to move home, but maybe they want to renovate. So hopefully both the show and our bathrooms themselves will help give people ideas for that renovation period.
Absolutely. I think what really comes across as well is it's not always, you don't have to renovate the whole bathroom to make a massive difference. Yeah. And I think Soak's really good at showing that one product or a couple of products can make such a difference. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favourite products at all that are in the show homes, Naomi?
Well, as I've already mentioned, the shoji screen, definitely. But I love the black taps as well that we're showing off in the master ensuite, which just like pops against the colourful background. It's really nice.
They're really sleek, aren't they? Yeah. Todd, do you have any particular
favorites? Yeah, it's got to be the shoji for me. We posted on social a while ago and it just went crazy. Like, we got a ridiculous amount of interactions on Instagram. And I think it's just really on trend at the minute. And that's my favourite product by far. So I'm hoping it goes down a storm at the show.
We'll have to wait and see how that goes down, but we're going to be trying to get everyone to engage while we're at the show as well and tag us in on social. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is just why you think that people should stop by at the show home and have a look and go and take a look at Soak's products.
Well, as Todd was saying before, it gives people an opportunity to be able to go up and have a really personal like interaction with the products, touching and feeling, knowing what the finishes are like, knowing the quality of the products. Because as we're showing them online, you can't get, you know, you don't get to touch them and really understand how nice the finishes are. So that's a real benefit. But also, like, going to these shows is just full of ideas and inspiration. I quite often will go just for me personally, but also for work, just to get some ideas. But some added benefits of us being at the show, if it is your bathroom and you're a fan of Soak, I'll be at the show a few times and I'll be doing a few talks as well, and I'll also be available for like help and advice if you want some tips for your bathroom design or just maybe even just some queries about some products. I can definitely do what I can to help you.
That's a really nice little feature as well, to be able to, you know, you can actually go up to yourself, an interior designer, and get free advice. I mean, it's such a bonus for people who are attending the show, and I think that's definitely an attraction to go and visit. I'd like to know as well if you've got any kind of behind the scenes gossip I review, anything you can tell us before the show.
Well, you know, I think to get all the juicy gossip, you've got to go down there and have a look yourself, but maybe we can tease a few things. We've got our mascot Tully, he's going to be there at the show, and you may be able to take your own one home. You'll have to come to the show home for that. And we've actually got our own exhibition space outside of the show home.
Nice.
A stand we've got with a few giveaways, a few goodies. So yeah, be sure to look out for that when you've walked through the show home. See if you can get your own Tully there.
Definitely. Naomi, is there anything else that you want to tease before we get to the show?
I guess it's just, I'm nervous about the talks, but if people want to come and watch and support me, that'd be great. Because I'm terrified enough doing these podcasts sometimes, but I think it'll be really exciting to be there, so definitely come and see me and say hello.
Yeah,
that'd 100%. Be great.
Just looping back on to what Noam said a minute ago about the free advice and stuff like that, you know, it's invaluable. So if you're there, make sure you jump onto one of those sessions and try and grab Noam whenever you can.
Sure. And do you feel like, I mean, as you were saying about building the brand, etc., do you feel like this is kind of the natural next step for Soak.com to be able to kind of go into shows and get the products out there more physically, just not just online? Do you feel like it's a next step in terms of
I think it's branding? Definitely part of our strategy. I think getting product in front of customers wherever that is, whether it's our showroom or through our catalogue or even our exhibition, I think that, you know, there's opportunities out there. I think just getting the brand out to people, make sure they know who we are, because it's tough to stand out, and so we need to be different, which, you know, we think our brand is, and hope our customers think our brand is too, a bit more realistic, a bit fun. I think being in those exhibition spaces allow people to really feel that up close and personal, both our brand and our products.
Sure. And there's going to be some opportunity as well, just to mention, for your customers to get some either free tickets or 2-for-1 discount. So is the best way to follow on social? How can your customers go about
getting that? Yeah, if you follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we're all over there. If you search Soak.com or Instagram, we are Soak. You'll be able to follow all the updates both before, during and after the show. We've got a few competitions going on, like you said, about the free tickets. Yeah, so be sure to check out our profiles, and we'll be posting over the next few weeks details how to get that.
Brilliant. And we will be following up with another podcast at the Ideal Home Show itself, where Naomi will be doing her talks. So please do tune in for the next episode of Plug. And it's been really great to speak to you both. Really excited for the Ideal Home Show and what's to come for it.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.